哈利路亚，愿主耶稣祝福我们大家平安。
哈利路亚，May peace be with everyone。
啊，很快又到了我们的安息日。
Indeed, the week has passed by quickly, and then it's our Sabbath day today.
那么也很快，我从台湾到这里已经一个月了。
And time has passed by very rapidly, and I've been here in Vancouver for a month.
在这一个月的当中
，And within this 1 month,
也参加了我们的家庭聚会。
I've also take part in our family services.
已经认识了好几位的弟兄姐妹。
And I've got to know some brothers and sisters among us.
有很多需要尊重的老人家。
And among us, there are many respectable elders.
也有很可爱的小朋友。
And there's also adorable children.
因为我们都是在主里面，是一家人。
Because all of us are one family within the Lord.
那么在主里面能够大家见面。
And that we can come and greet each other within the Lord.
尤其是在神的教会里。
Especially within the Church of God.
这个是多高兴。
This is a very joyful thing.
啊，那么我们弟兄姐妹在一起。
And when brothers and sisters get together,
不但是要彼此问安，
not only should we greet one another,
而要彼此勉励，
but also to encourage one another,
也一起查考道理，
so that we can all search through the truth,
能够在道理方面能够一天一天的进步，
and that slowly we'll progress within the truth,
让我们在基督徒的生活当中，
so that as Christians in our walk of life,
能够到处能够荣耀神。
That we can glorify God in every day.
今天安息圣日我们要查考的道理。
And today for the Sabbath service,
就是要讲这个鸡有五德。
The topic for mutual encouragement is that chicken has 5 virtues.
为什么有这一句话？
Why is there such a verse?
这是中国人的一个典故。
And this is according to an ancient saying of Chinese.
啊。所以古时候中国人他们认为这个鸡有五德。
In the ancient times, Orientals believed that chicken has 5 virtues.
值得我们世界上的人来跟他学习。
And it is worthy for our learning.
那么这个五德有什么呢？
And what are these 5 virtues?
第一点就是有文。
And that is they are literate.
啊，文就是很书文。
And that is very, they are very gentle.
他很高雅。
They are very elegant.
啊，那么第二点呢？他有武。
And the second is that they are very active.
他可以保护自己。
They can protect themselves.
也可以跟对敌来抗战。
And likewise, they can attack other enemies.
那么第三点就是信。
Third point is that they have faith.
那么信就是有信用。
And that is they have faith.
啊，也守时。
And that they are very punctual.
还要诚实。
And they are very honest.
啊，就是有始有终的啊，有开始有到后都不会改变。
And that they remain constant and never change from the beginning to the end.
啊，这个叫做信。
And this is faith.
那么第四点就是有爱。
And the fourth point is that they have love.
爱是不自私。
And love is not selfishness.
爱是牺牲的。
And love is one that is sacrificial.
无以物质的照顾。
And that they gave out all their love is selfless.
第五点
the fifth point
就是勤
and that is their hard working.
啊，勤就是殷勤啊，不懒惰
and that is they are not lazy.
他都会时常工作
and they often work.
所以从这个鸡的工作方面
and so from the work of the chick,
我们可以学了很多道理
we can learn much truth from them.
那为什么会讲这个鸡？
And why is it that we're focusing on the chicken today?
因为圣经的约伯记里面告诉我们。
Because within the Bible in Job, it tells us.
啊，约伯记的12章。
Job chapter 12.
这个地方啊，有写了很有趣的事情。
Job chapter 12 records an interesting event.
我们十二章看第七节。
Job chapter 12, verse 7.
十二章第七节
Job chapter 12,
你曾问走兽走兽必知教你又问空中的回鸟回鸟必告诉你看第九节
Verse 9
看这一切谁不知道是耶和华的手所造成的第四节
Verse 10
凡是活物的生命 和人类的气息都在他的手中。十一节
Verse 11,
耳朵去不试验言语，这样子上堂来试赏，这个是食物吗？十二节
Verse 12,
年老的有智慧，瘦高的有知识。这个约伯记啊，也可以说我们圣经当中呢是一个抉择的这一个经节。
And here it records the verses by Job.
因为在约伯记里面呢，可以看到这个科学。
And within the book of Job, we can see scientific events.
可以看到天文地理。
And we can see astronomy and we can see geography.
里面还谈到人的由来，还有人的去处。
And he also talks about the origin of mankind and their departure from earth.
还要记载所有的活物都是神的手所创造的。
He also records all the creation by our Almighty God.
那么这个地方说你要去问走兽。
And here it tells us that you have to ask the beast.
你要去问空中的回鸟。
And that you have to inquire about the birds in the air.
他都会告诉你的。
That they will teach us.
你要怎么去问他？
So how should we ask them?
我们也不知道禽兽他们讲话。
We do not know how to communicate with such beasts.
这个空中的回鸟，在地上的这个啊鸡鸭啊，他们都不懂英文的。
And neither do the birds of the air, and likewise the chicken and the ducks on earth, they do not communicate with us with English.
那他们也不懂的广东话或者是闽南话。
Nor do they know Cantonese or other dialects.
那你要怎么样去问这个鸡鸭？
So how should we inquire from them our questions?
可是圣经里面说他会告诉你。
However, the Bible tells us that they will tell us the answer.
十二节的地方说年老的有智慧，瘦高的有知识。
And in verse 12 it records that wisdom is with the aged man.
啊，因为他们年纪大的比我们年轻的，他在世界上所看到所见到的比我们多。
And because of their age, they have gone through much experiences in life.
所以老人家也可以看到这一个鸡的生活。
And so therefore the elderly they can observe the living of the chickens.
所以世界上的人他们都已经认为这个神创造的是先有公鸡还有母鸡。
And the most people on earth, they believed that in terms of the creation, there's first the rooster and then the chicken.
啊，然后才会有生蛋来孵蛋来出来小鸡。
And then after that, they lay eggs, and that's where the young chicks grew from.
所以神所创造的不是先做一个鸡蛋。
So God did not first create an egg.
因为在创世记里面所写的都是用泥土来造出空中的回鸟。
Because as recorded in Genesis, all the birds of the air are created from the dust.
那么已经会飞了，它这一个回鸟就已经长大了。
And those birds that know how to fly, they are already full grown.
所以神所创造的是先做这一个已经成了的这个母鸡还有公鸡。
And so therefore God first created the rooster and the chicken.
那我们现在要一起来谈论的就是第一点，这个它有文。
And the first point that we're going to discuss today is their literary aspects.
你看看这一个公鸡。
If you were to observe a rooster.
因为我到这个地方来啊，到温哥华街上山上没有看到公鸡。
And since I've been to Vancouver, I've observed that there's no rooster around this place.
既然我没有看到，我相信我们很多人也没有看过这里有公鸡。
And since I have not seen any rooster, I believe that most of us have not seen it either.
那么所看到的呢，都是到菜市市场没有头、没有脚的那一个鸡。
And what we normally observe are the chickens that are sold in the supermarkets.
那么你所看到的这个被杀以后在超级市场这个鸡本来是活蹦蹦的。
And the chicken that we have, that we purchased are actually living chickens that used to run around.
哎，它有脚可以走路。
That they have legs and they can walk around.
那么它也有头。
And they also have heads.
所以我在黑板上简单画了一下。
And so therefore I've sketched a rough drawing on the board.
刚才我稍微声音小一点，问那个 Michael 有没有像一点。
And just now I've asked Michael whether it looks like a chicken.
他还替我大拇指很像。
And he says that it resembles very closely.
我还不敢当呢。
I thank him
不要看到鸭子就好了
so that you will not mistaken it as a dog
好 这个公鸡啊, 它是很斯文的
and the rooster is a very elegant animal
它的斯文在哪里
and where does elegance lie from
它是跟那个英国的绅士一样
he is like the English gentleman
你看那个英国的绅士 他出来的时候 他的这个西装呢, 都穿得很好的
If you were to observe an English gentleman, they are very well dressed, well adorned in their tuxedos.
你看这个公鸡啊, 它这一套的衣服啊, 很合心。
If you look, if you were to observe a rooster, he is very beautifully adorned.
不像我们现在有的年轻人, 也还不长大, 也喜欢穿西装的, 穿的那个没有看到锁住头的。
And it's not like some of us youth who likes to wear suits with sleeves that's longer than normal.
英国人在街上走路没有看到锁住头的。
And you will not observe any English gentleman with a suit that cannot see, that the hands will not reveal.
那英国人他穿西装啊, 一定会带领带。
And for English gentlemen, they will have a necktie.
没有一个穿西装没有带领带的。
That all of them will wear suits with neckties.
好,你们看这个公鸡, 它有带领带。
So if you were to observe a rooster, he also has a necktie.
所以公鸡呢, 它的脖子的地方啊, 里面有衬衫, 还有那个红色的两片的这个领带。
Because if you were to observe the feathers of the rooster, he wears a necktie among his adornment.
你看到它的下面。
Then you were to look at the feet of the rooster.
他还要穿上这个新式的袜子。
And if you were to look at the English gentleman, they will have new socks.
都是黑色的。
And it's black.
还要穿皮鞋。
And then also there will be shoes.
所以你看到公鸡的那个指甲，那个鸡爪，那个都是很亮的，指甲都很亮的。
And you were to observe the claws of the rooster, it is very polished.
那么出门的时候还戴一顶帽子
And before they depart from their house They will wear a hat
好,你们看看他有没有戴帽子
So if you were to observe a rooster You will find out whether they do wear a hat or not
公鸡的头上有鸡冠
On the rooster head there is a crown
那个鸡冠是很挺的
And it is an upright crown
所以那个是英国的绅士帽子
So it symbolizes the hat of the English gentleman.
那为什么他这个英国绅士他穿的是礼服呢?
And why is it that English gentlemen are so elegant?
因为他穿的西装啊，这个后面呢是有燕子围。
Because their tuxedos they have tuxedos. They have tails behind.
那个西装后面呢，不是有两条吗？
And that is at the back of the tuxedos.
你看这个公鸡啊, 它尾巴也是长长的。
And if you were to observe a rooster, they have a lovely tail.
那么它走起路来,
and as they walk,
是一步一步,
they stride one step by one step.
而且很有礼貌,
and it's very polite.
所以你看公鸡走路, 它的头啊, 都是这样子的, Hello? How are you?
And the way the roosters walk, they will go around greeting others.
你看那个英国绅士，他出来走路不会乱讲话。
If you were to observe an English gentleman, they are full of polite.
在马路上走路也不会左右乱看。
And they are very elegant in their strides.
那公鸡就跟这个一样的。
And this is what we can observe from the rooster.
那么公鸡讲话也很熟稔。
And also, when a rooster speaks, they are very elegant as well.
他不会乱讲话。
They will not utter things that are not elegant.
讲的话一句一句很清楚。
And whatever they speak, it is very clear.
所以他讲的话，那是咕咕咕咕咕咕，不像那个鸭子叭叭叭叭。
And that is the sound that they make.
啊，这鸭子就不一样了。
It's different from a duck.
哎，所以这个公鸡啊，一在讲话的时候。
And so when a rooster starts to speak,
那么公鸡跟公鸡也会讲话。
And between roosters, they will talk to each other.
哎，你这个地方有没有吃的呀？
Whether you have eaten today?
啊，他说没有。
And he says no.
哎，那边有。
And the other side there is food.
他会带同伴一起去。
He will bring his friend to eat.
那么人会讲话。
And as humans, we know how to speak.
那么这个鸡也会讲话。
And so chickens as well.
那么人会听人家讲话，那么鸡也要听人讲话。
And for humans, we'll hear others speaking, and same that goes for the chickens.
啊，一个女人啊，不会讲话。
And if a woman does not speak,
再一个女人来刚好讲话。
And then another one, when she comes along, they will start a conversation.
再一个人，三个来，日本话叫やかましい。
And when the three of them get together, in Japanese, it's called yakamashi.
就是好吵啊。
And that is, it becomes very noisy.
讲不完。
And that they wouldn't be able to stop.
声音特别大。
And the noise level will increase.
所以三个人一起讲话会吵的。
So when you have three people or more, the noise level is high.
这个公鸡啊，听到人讲话，它一步一步的靠近来。
And when the rooster heard a man speaking, they will come back. They will come towards the person.
他不会把这个头伸的住住的听啊，他是把头偏了一偏哦，里面在讲什么？
They will cock their head to one side in order to hear the conversation.
啊，这三个人都讲得快要吵架了。
So when these three people were to argue,
那么公鸡会感觉到啊，为什么人讲话那么吵啊？
Then the rooster will be wondering why is it that humans are engaging in that argument.
那么公鸡想要靠近一点，要听清楚。
And so the rooster would like to go nearer in order to hear it clearly.
啊，那三个人里面总是有一个比较凶的。
And among these three people, one of them is more ferocious.
你走开 ，get out.
And he will chase the others away.
啊，这个公鸡哦，不可以听了，好了，对不起 ，I'm sorry, sorry.
And then the rooster will apologize and walk away.
可是那个时候，另外一个鸡。
However, at that moment in time, another rooster.
啊，人家把它赶走了。
That was being chased away.
它脖子还伸得长长的。
And the neck was held very straight.
它的头上有一个鼻子长长啊，往这个嘴巴上面一跨。
And on top of the head, the nose will come down.
人家叫它走开，它还不服气。
And that he would not want to walk away.
啊，他就咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜。
And then he would start to utter a sound.
什么鸡？火鸡。
And this chicken is a turkey.
这个火鸡是中国人讲的。
And it is according to Chinese saying.
那么日本人呢，不讲这个火鸡。
And Japanese do not term the turkey.
日本人把这个鸡叫做鸡面鸟。七面鸟
，and Japanese call it as
啊，它这个火鸡啊，一叫出来，它的脸啊会变色
，and that is a chicken with seven faces
啊，有时候换白
，sometimes it'll be white，
有时候换青
，or green, it will change to green，
有时候换黑
，it becomes black，
所以从这个火脸啊火这个火鸡的脸上啊，有换了七个颜色。
And so from the face of the turkey, it will change into seven colors.
好，那我们的信徒有时候讲话生气，那么他的脸也跟这个火鸟的脸啊，火鸡的脸啊，差不多了。
And so sometimes among us members, if we were to lose our temper, our face would be like the turkey.
你看火鸡啊，把那个脖子一伸的长长的。
Because if we were to look at the turkey as they stretch out their long neck.
因为大声啊。
And because with a loud voice.
所以他脖子这个地方有一条根的就膨胀这么大。
And so within the throat, it expands.
所以有时候我们看到人家讲话吵架，你不要看他的嘴，你看他的脖子，这是粗粗的。
So sometimes you were to observe arguments among others, you just have to observe their neck.
啊，他穿的衣服啊是一套褐色的。
And the abdomen of the turkey is black.
也不整齐。
It's not.
所以有人看到这个火鸡啊，他还不大喜欢的。
And so some people do not like the look of the turkey.
啊，看起来还是脏兮兮的。
Because it seems that they are not clean.
可是公鸡呢，它看起来很斯文。
However, a rooster is very elegantly adorned.
所以我们基督徒看到这个公鸡啊，我们要跟他学习。
So as Christians, there are much truth that we can learn from a rooster.
我们是不是服装整齐？
Are we well adorned?
我们跟人家讲话有没有礼貌？
And as we speak to others, are we polite in our manners?
我们的态度是不是很温柔？
Do we have a gentle attitude?
所以在圣经里面有教训我们。
So within the Bible, it teaches us
我们的一举一动要让外邦人来看我们是属于基督的。
that our manner of speech should prove that we are Christian to Gentiles.
啊，我们不可以随便来喝酒。
We should not partake in alcoholic drinks.
有的人不喝酒啊，他还是很安静的。
Because most people, they are very quiet if they do not partake in alcoholic drinks.
啊，他如果喝了酒啊，他会讲这个德国话。
But once you go overboard in much wine, you might utter foreign languages.
酒一喝了，他还会跳舞的。
And sometimes if you go overboard in wine, you might even start to dance. So the Bible tells us.
我们现在看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书二十八章。
Isaiah 28,
第七节。
Verse 7.
二十八章第七节
Isaiah 28 verse 7，
就是这个地的人也因为酒来摇摇晃晃，因为浓酒啊东倒西歪，祭司和先知因为浓酒摇摇晃晃，被酒所捆，因为浓酒来东倒西歪啊，他们错节末世啊要行审判。因为故事上麻辣呕吐的物味没有一个地方是干净的，一个人如果是喝酒酒了啊，醉酒了，
If a person were to get drunk
乱说话
and start to other things that they do not know
把这个圣经里面的道理就错改了，
and that they might misinterpret the truth
而且满地呕吐，
and that they will vomit everywhere.
每一个地方都没有干净。
So therefore, no place is clean.
就那个时候，这个人会不会让人看到他是很心术、很温柔吗
？So if a person is drunk, you cannot find any elegance in that person.
啊，一点温雅都没有。
That they will not be elegant.
所以我们从这个攻击啊，他的这个语言、走路、态度，我们要学习。
So therefore, from the manner of speech and the attitude of a rooster and how they held themselves, we can learn much from them.
好，第二点。
Second point.
第二点是武。
Second point refers to their activeness.
武有武力。
And that is they have strength.
那么这个武呢，就是要保护自己。
And this strength and power is for self-defense.
神所创造的攻击。
And the rooster that God created.
他在头上有尖锐的嘴巴。
That they have a sharp beak,
有坚固的翅膀
and they have strong wings,
还有犄角
and they have strong claws,
还有犄爪
and strong nails as well.
它可以飞起来
and they can take a short flight,
也可以抓
and they also know how to capture,
也可以跳
and they can jump,
还可以踢
and they can kick as well,
还可以踩
and they can push.
所以这个有武力的人啊，他的脚一定很稳固的。
So therefore, for one who has much strength, their legs are very firm.
随时保护自己。
And they are always on self-defense.
如果稍微有肮脏在他的心上。
And if there's any filth upon them,
他有力量。
They have strength.
全心一动，他的所有的污秽肮脏都会掉下去。
And the rooster will turn, and all the filth will be departed from him.
今天我们基督徒也有武装。
And likewise, today as Christians, we have self-defense.
也是要保护我们自己。
We have to protect ourselves.
因为神所创造的。
Because this is what God has created.
这是空中的回鸟。
And that is the birds of the air.
地上的走兽。
And the creatures on the earth.
都有让他们可以保护自己的力量。
That they all have abilities for self-defense.
那么还可以防敌。
And that they can also protect themselves against enemies.
好，我们现在看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书啊，看第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6。
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6。
啊，第十节。
Verse 10。
我还有未了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。十一节。
Verse 11。
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。啊，十二节。
Verse 12。
因为我们并不是以属血气的征战，乃是以那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这个幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。十三节。
Verse 13。
所以要拿起神所赐的 所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心的镜子来遮胸啊，束节，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。此外还拿着圣德当作盾牌啊，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火灾啊，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。今天我们神是给我们全副的军装。
And today our Lord Jesus Christ has given us the whole armor of God.
我们都要穿上。
And we have to put on this whole armor of God.
在圣经里面所写的。
As recorded in the Bible.
最后一点就是说，我们要戴救恩的头盔。
And the last point is that we have to hold on to the shield of faith.
来保护我们属灵的智慧。
And that is the helmet of salvation will protect our spiritual wisdom.
还要带着圣灵的宝剑。
And we have to carry the sword of truth.
那么圣灵的剑。
And this sword
就是神的道理。
Is the word of God.
今天我们要跟魔鬼抵挡，一定要有道理。
And today, if we were to wrestle with the evil spirits, we have to have the word of God.
魔鬼征战不是靠我们的武力。
Because as we wrestle with the evil spirits, it is not according to our strength.
因为是跟恶魔征战。
Because we are wrestling against the dark spirits.
他可以看到我们，我们不能看到他。
And they can see us, but we can't see them.
我们如果没有圣灵的充满，有道理，你没有办法来抵挡他的。
And so if we are not filled with the Spirit and if we do not have the Word of God, we cannot wrestle against them.
有时候我们跟外邦人谈道理。
Sometimes as we were to share truth with Gentiles,
或者是跟外教会的啊同这个外教会的人呢、啊、跟他们谈道理。
Or to discuss the truth with other Christians.
你要有充足的这个道理。
We must be filled with the Word of God.
所以我们要靠圣灵的带领。
So we have to depend on the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
平常我们有读圣经。
And in our daily, in our days, in our normal days, we study the Bible.
有查考圣经。
And we study the Bible intensively.
我们查考圣经最大的目的。
And the main purpose of studying the Bible.
就是要充实我们自己。
And that is to strengthen ourselves.
让我们对道理要更清楚明白。
So that, so that spiritually we are girded with the truth.
所以这几次的家庭聚会我都有一个建议。
So therefore among the several family services I have some suggestions.
我们查经聚会这个家庭礼拜不是到了那个地方才开始查的。
That we should not start to study the Bible when we reach the place.
就这一个礼拜啊，我们只要自己在家里面先看。
Because within the week before the family service we had to start studying the Bible on our own.
我看到这个地方不大清楚。
And if I were to, if I do not understand a certain point,
我得要记起来。
I have to record it down.
这个地方我不明白。
Because this point I don't understand.
我要准备来问。
I prepare it and I'm going to ask.
所以在家庭聚会的时候，能够在以道理里面来彼此交通。
So that within the family services, we can edify one another with truths.
有的我不知道，他知道。
Because some questions that I do not know, I can get answers from others.
有的他不知道，他明白。
And likewise, others understand things that I do not know.
这样子一次一次的加强。
So that through time, we are being strengthened.
就变成这一个很有力的这个武器。
And that it will become a very powerful weapon.
那么再来就是要靠圣灵的带领。
And next, we have to depend on the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
现在我们看路加福音十二章。
Let's turn to Luke 12.
路加福音十二章。
Luke 12. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 12.
十一节
，verse
11，十二章十一节
，chapter 12 verse 11。
人带你们到会堂，并官府和有权柄的人面前，不要疏立啊，怎样分数说什么话？十二节
，verse 12。
因为正在那个时候，圣灵要指教你们当说的话。这个地方啊，说有时候我们不会讲什么话。
Here it teaches us that sometimes we may not know how to speak.
就在临急的时候，圣灵会指示你。
However, we should not worry because at that point in time, the Holy Spirit will reveal to us.
你会有办法来应付。
and that we will know how to conquer the event.
好，我们再看这个儒家福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
同样儒家福音。
The same Gospel of Luke.
21章。
Chapter 21.
21章15节。
Chapter 21, verse 15.
儒家福音21章15节。
Luke 21, verse 15.
因为我必赐你们口才智慧，是你们一切得人敌人所抵不住拔不倒的。所以有时候我们跟外邦人谈道理。
So sometimes we may be sharing truth with other friends.
你本来不晓得怎么来回答。
Sometimes we may not know how to answer the question.
因为你平常有查考道理。
And because normally you study the Bible at home.
一时想不起来。
But however, you may not recollect that verse.
就在那个时候。
However, at the point in time,
那么耶稣要赐你口才智慧。
Our Lord Jesus will grant you a mouth of wisdom.
你所讲出来的道理。
So that whatever truth that you were to utter,
让对方没有办法把你拔倒。
That your adversary will not be able to contradict.
所以我们要像这个公鸡啊。
So we have to be like the rooster.
它有尖锐的嘴。
That they have a sharp beak.
它会讲出很有力的话。
That they are able to utter powerful messages.
而且它可以像这个向它来攻击的可以反抗。
And they know how to protect themselves against their enemies.
我有一次啊。
There was once.
我骑了一部这个摩托车 ，motorbike。
I was on a motorcycle.
这个一条狗啊，从后面一直追来。
And there was a dog that was chasing after me from behind.
我把手拿起来就把它的头上一打。
And I were to I hit it on the head.
结果它不走的。
And that this dog did not leave me.
因为狗的头啊比石头还要硬。
Because the head of a dog is harder than a stone.
那条狗没有怎么样，我回去以后啊，这个手都肿起来了。
And that dog was all right, but upon returning home, my hands were swollen.
后来这个有人告诉我。
Then later, a friend told me.
你没有看到鸡啊。
That didn't you observe the rooster?
那个鸡跟狗在打仗的时候。
That when a dog and a rooster were to fight.
狗嘴巴展开要咬这个公鸡。
That when the dog would open his mouth and to eat the chicken, and bite the chicken.
那公鸡飞起来的时候啊。
And when the rooster were to take a short flight.
他用他的嘴巴就嘟他的鼻子。
And the rooster will use his sharp beak and target at the nose of the dog.
那个狗一直叫得很大声，把尾巴就伸在屁股里面就跑了。
And the dog will be yelping, and with the tail behind him, he will start to run away.
这谁告诉这一个鸡有这一种的智慧呢？
So who gave this wisdom to the rooster?
就是神让他有这个智慧。
It came from God.
所以这个公鸡啊，它可以保护自己，可以抵挡对敌。
So the rooster know how to protect himself against his enemies.
那我们基督徒也一样的，要有这个武力。
So this teaches us that as Christians we must have self-defense.
不要遇到事情，你都说我什么都不知道。
You should not mention that you do not know anything when you were to meet with any difficulties.
有的外教会的人来，你们今天是教会，不是有圣灵吗？
Sometimes a friend from other church will mention that your church has the Holy Spirit.
有啊。
And you say yes.
那个圣经写在哪里啊？
Then they will ask, where is it recorded in the Bible?
有。
And you say, yes, it is.
那你翻给我看一下好吧。
So the friend will ask you to open up the Bible.
你新约这边不翻了，一直在翻旧约这边。
And that you do not turn to the New Testament, but you are fumbling around the Old Testament.
糟糕了，我等这个麦克来了。
And then he said, oh well, I'll wait for another friend to come along.
简长老来了。
I'll wait for Brother Michael or Elder Jen to come to talk to you.
他们已经知道了。
And they know how to tell you the truth.
那你为什么不知道？
And that why is it that you do not know the truth?
所以有人问到我们的时候，我们不能说什么都不知道。
So if we were to be questioned, we have to answer.
我们要知道。
We have to know the truth.
我们要有。
We must possess.
有东西。
We must possess the truth within us. Then we know how to share.
所以我们要有属灵的武器。
So we must have spiritual weapons.
好，第三点。
The third point.
那么中国人呢，就是有这个信。
And that is faith.
那么这个公鸡呢，就是有圣的这个品德。
And the rooster possess faith.
圣就是有信用。
And faith means that they have faith.
所以公鸡啊，比我们人更有信用。
And so therefore, if you were to observe a rooster, they have more faith than humans.
我们有时候小孩子啊，今天晚上晚睡。
And sometimes, when a child were to go back, were to retire to bed late.
啊，那个船头上面的那个时钟啊，就按。妈妈，明天我要四点半起来。
And that they will turn the alarm clock and ask the mom to wake them up at certain time in the morning.
把闹钟的时间都定好了。
And so you have put a time on the alarm clock.
明天一早四点半就响了。
And next morning at 4:30 it started to ring.
哈，被子还盖在头上，把手掀起来，哎呦，你好吵哦。
And then this child will still want to snooze in bed.
啊，有时候会这个定时间会定错呢。
And sometimes they may set the time incorrectly.
啊，四点半要起来，到了下午的四点半才响。
That instead of morning 4:30, it might be in the afternoon 4:30.
好，那么公鸡呢，它按时间呐、啊，一早上天还没有亮，那个时候它只公鸡就叫了。
However, for the rooster, before the dawn came, he would start to crow.
而且这个全世界的公鸡叫出来的声音都是一样的。
And then all roosters around the world, they utter the same sound.
公鸡叫的声音就咕咕咕咕，它不会说咕咕咕生蛋的声音的。
And so the sound that the rooster utter is to wake others up.
这个叫公鸡叫更。
And that is at dawn, the rooster will start to crow.
要叫醒大家。
And that is to awake everyone.
所以古时候中国人、啊、有这个晋朝的有一个祖籍啊。
And in ancient China, in the dynasty Qing,、
嗯、为了要攻打北方、啊、
And that this person wants to conquer the northern part of China.
所以每天一早听到这个公鸡一叫，他就起来练武了。
And that every morning when he heard the rooster, he will get up to practice his martial arts.
啊，就成为一个有。闻名的这个闻鸡起舞
，and he became very well known.
啊，这个故事啊，很多人都知道。
And this story is known among many of us.
啊，所以一早听到公鸡一叫就起来了。
And that is once he hear the rooster, he will wake up.
每天都是这样子的。
And every day in a constant manner.
可是我们基督徒呢
？However, for Christians,
有时候讲的都讲在前面。
Sometimes we may know how to speak.
到了时候呢，还是不起来。
But when the time comes, we cannot perform.
那么公鸡就是等于教会的传道。
And the rooster symbolizes the preachers of the church.
就等于教会的负责人。
And it also symbolizes the board members of the church.
也是教会的理事。
And also those that are taking part of the religious event.
他们要像公鸡的叫呢。
They should be like the rooster.
弟兄姐妹啊，不可以再睡觉了。
And that is to wake up all brothers and sisters. Do not fall asleep anymore.
大家要醒了。
That everyone has to be awake.
哎，可是有的信徒呢，他睡在哪里
？But however, some members they are sleeping, and where do they sleep?
有的信徒睡在这个啊钱财的床铺上面。
And some members are sleeping in the bed of wealth.
啊。以前他都去参加访问班
，and in the past they have take part in visitation work.
哎呀，某某弟兄啊，我们要常常的聚会。
And that is brothers this certain brother, please come for a service.
啊，我们要什么时候查经啊？什么时候有这个什么灵修会
？And at certain time we have Bible studies or spiritual convocation.
他参加访问班
，and he take part in visitation team.
好了，现在赚钱赚很多了。
However, now he has gained much wealth.
一天到晚上啊，在桌子上，在床铺上一直打那个计算机。
And that day and night he will be typing away on the computer.
啊，这个安息日他没来聚会了。
And so therefore he's much busy and he does not come for this service.
他本来参加访问班。
At first he was part of the visitation team.
现在反而被人家来访问他。
However, now he is being visited by others.
哎呀，某某弟兄，你最近很忙吗？
And he will be questioned as to how busy he has been lately.
怎么在安息日都没有看到你?
And why is it that he was not seen on Sabbath services?
哎，没有办法。
And he said that, oh, I'm too busy.
我都不想赚钱。
I do not want to gain much wealth.
钱都一直进来。
But the money come in by itself.
哎呀，我没有时间了。
So what can I do? I have no time.
实在钱太多了。
Because I have too much money.
我都不想要啊，可是通通通，那钱自己跑进来。
But because I do not want it, but it come out by itself.
他放不下。
Because he cannot release this.
眼睛啊都不能展开。
And that his eyes are not opened.
不能展开看到教会。
His eyes are not open to see the church.
只有看到那个他的钱财。
And what he observed and focused on is his wealth.
虽然传道负责人一直在叫。
Although,
大家要醒过来，不要贪财。
Although the preachers were to awaken them and tell them not to love wealth.
他的眼睛老是看钱。
But the eyes of this brother were to focus on wealth.
有的呢，睡在那个电视上的床铺。
And then among us, there are also members who sleep on the bed of television.
晚上家庭聚会八点钟开始。
And at night, when the family service begins at 8 o'clock.
哎呀，慢十分钟了。
And that they're late for 10 minutes.
这个连续剧哈，很好看。
And because they're enjoying the soap opera on the television.
今天晚上去家庭聚会，这个连续剧的结局也不知道。
And if I were to go for family service, I would not know the conclusion.
那个坏人快要死了。
And that the wicked one is about to die.
等这个坏人死了，我明天就去。
And I'll wait for this event to be over, then I'll go for the family service.
明天也没有来聚会。
And then on the next day, he did not come for the service.
再去访问他。
And so we go to visit them.
哎呀，这个电视公司啊，太早了。
And then he says that he blames it on the TV company.
一直拉拉拉，还没死呢。
And that the soap opera is so long and it does not finish.
可能今天晚上会死了。
And maybe tonight the wicked person will die.
坏人死了，我明天就去聚会。
So once I saw that the wicked person has died on this soap opera, I will go for the service.
好了。隔了一天，天一亮。
And on the next day, when dawn appears,
人家把用那个摩托车把他带出去了。
And that he will be carried out with a motorcycle.
motorcycle 撞到一条那个黑狗。
And this motorcycle hit upon a black dog.
两个人就打滚下来了。
And that I'm an elderly woman.
你怎么搞的呀？
And so what's wrong with you?
我现在在医院了。
I'm in the hospital right now.
你在医院干什么?
And what are you doing there?
你来就知道了。
Oh, if you come, you will know.
负责人就叫几个访问班去了，到医院了。
And so together with the visitation team, they went to visit at the hospital.
你前天说要来聚会，昨天也说来聚会，你说坏人死了，你就要来。
And that you have mentioned that on the day before and yesterday that you come for the service after the wicked person has died within the soap opera.
坏人还没死，我先死了。
And that she would mention that before the wicked one even die, I have met with your fortune.
他的脚啊摔断了。
And that is this person has broken her leg.
真的一段长长的时间呢，不能到教会。
And so indeed, for a long period of time, she cannot come to church.
我们修道的功夫啊。
And so therefore, for ourselves.
要两个比较
，for our spiritual nurture we have to compare
聚会的时间
，and the time for Sabbath services
看电视的时间
，and time to watch television
要一个比较
，we have to compare
哪一个比较要紧重要
，which one holds on a top priority
就在很喜欢看的时候
，and at the time when we want to watch television the most
能够停下来
，we can stop。
来这个最重要的聚会
and have self-control and come for a service
这个修道才是成功的
then it means that you have successful spiritual nurture
夫妻生活的时候会吵架
and when husband and wife as they may have quarrels in their daily lives
吵架以后会变成打架
and after they argue they might even have fights
有的时候呢那个太太啊向那个先生的那个领带一抓
Sometimes the wife may hold on to the necktie of the husband.
她丈夫也向她太太的头发一扎。
And the husband will hold on to the hair of the wife.
两个人都很生气。
And because they are much furious,
这个丈夫手举起来准备要把他打下去。
When the husband was about to raise his hand to hit upon the wife,
他会想到神的道理。
He will, the word of God will come into his mind.
哦，人的怒气不能承受神的义。
Because the anger of man cannot overcome the righteousness of God.
他把这个要打下去的手收起来。
And so he will retrieve back his hand.
啊，感谢主。
Thank God.
幸好没有打下去。
He thanked God that he did not hit upon his wife.
这一打下去可能要离婚了。
Because once he hit upon his wife, they may divorce.
所以生气打下去的就可以收起来，这个就是功夫了。
And so if he can retrieve back his hand when he's angry, this is great self-control.
所以我们听道理就是要能够来修道。
And so as we listen to much truth, we have to exercise self-control in our daily life.
因为我们相信耶稣是始终不变的。
Because we have firm belief in our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，那么公鸡它就是始终不变。
And if we were to look at a rooster, he is very constant.
按着时间来叫醒我们。
And according to the time, he will wake us up.
它按时分粮。
And according to the time, he will give off his food.
我们再看《路加福音》十二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 12,
十一节，四十一节。
Verse 41.
卢加福音十二章四十一节
Luke chapter 12 verse 41
彼得说主啊这个比喻是为我们说的呢还是为众人呢四十二节
verse 42
主说谁是那忠心有见识的管家主人派他管理家里的人按时分粮给他们呢四十三节
verse 43
主人来到看见仆人这样行那个仆人就有福了公鸡按时间来啼叫
and the rooster give food according to the due time.
教会的负责人就是仆人
and likewise the preachers of the church they are the stewards.
他能够知道现在教会的需要
they know the necessities of the church.
按时分粮
and that they'll give the portion of the food in due season.
如果教会的负责人能够这样子认识
and if this is the recognition,
来做这个工作。
And that the steward can carry out this work.
那么主耶稣啊，他是会祝福的。
And our Lord Jesus Christ will greatly bless this servant.
这个就是有这个信用啊，有诚实的一个仆人。
And because this steward is faithful and honest.
啊，第四点。
Point number four.
第四点就是爱。
And that is love.
那么爱就是不自私。
And love is selfless.
啊，爱呢就是没有嫉妒。
And love is not jealous.
爱能够彼此相助
and love is a mutual encouragement and help.
你看公鸡啊
if you were to observe the rooster,
它有爱心
they have much love.
它到处去找食物
that they go around looking for food.
它虽然肚子饿了
although they may be hungry,
它看到食物不会马上把它吃掉
if they were to see food lying around, they will not eat immediately.
它一定把这个公鸡啊，它的脖子伸得长长高高的，看看它的母鸡跟那个小鸡在哪。
He will stretch his head and look for his family. And that is the hen and the chickens.
他一直叫。
And he will call up for them.
哎呀，我这里有东西。
He will say that I have food here.
哎呀，你们赶快来。
Please come forward.
那母鸡呀，看，听到这个公鸡在叫。
And when the hen heard the crowing of the rooster,
他会对小鸡说。
And will tell the young chicks.
哎呀，小鸡呀，孩子们呐，爸爸在叫了。
And that this little chickens, your father is calling for you.
好，这个母鸡带着小鸡赶快跑到这个爸爸这里来。
And so the hen will bring the chickens and go to the rooster.
那母鸡看到这个有食物，它不会把自己先吃下去。
And when the hen saw much food, she will not eat it immediately.
都赶快留着给小鸡吃。
Because she will leave it for her children.
那么小鸡一来的时候啊，根本都不问什么，赶快就吃了。
And when the chickens came and saw the food, they will eat immediately without any question.
啊，那当小鸡最幸福了。
And because they're young.
啊，有人说这个小孩子啊，他不抽不穿啊，他什么只要能吃就好。
And that is if we were to look at young children, they have no worries and they are much innocent.
所以圣经里面说，我们不要单过自己。
And so the Bible says that we should not have worries in our lives.
要爱人如己。
and that we have to help, we have to love our neighbors as ourselves.
你肚子饿了,
that when you're hungry,
他也肚子饿,
and others are hungry as well,
所以你要爱他,
you have to love him.
哎, 所以我们要人都如何对我们, 我们要如何来对人家?
So we should treat others as how we want others to treat ourselves.
主耶稣说了,
our Lord Jesus said,
你们白白得来, 也要白白地舍弃,
that whatever you have received, you have to give.
就好像那个五个饼两条鱼一样,
and just like the parable of the five loaves of bread and two fish,
主耶稣注射以后呢, 就分给他们,
and after Lord Jesus Christ has given thanks, he broke the bread,
他们就彼此地分开,
and that they share it among them,
啊, 你也有得吃, 我也有得吃,
and that they all partake the food,
就大家吃饱了,
and so all of them are fed.
所以爱就是彼此相照顾,
and that is love means mutual help and encouragement.
那么这个母鸡的爱,
and the love of the mother hen,
她会看顾她的小鸡,
she knows how to protect her children.
在空中有灰鹰啊, 在那里旋转,
and when the eagles are revolving in the air,
那母鸡赶快咕咕地叫,
and the hen will start to give out warning,
叫那个小鸡赶快到她的肚子里面来,
and that is to ask all the young chickens to run to her, under her wing,
她来保护她,
so that they can seek refuge under her wings.
就是不管是这个下雨天也好,
so that no matter whether it's a raining day,
那母鸡的这个背部被鱼鳞, 她都在看顾她的小鸡,
that even though there may be rain casting onto her, the hen will protect her chickens.
所以这个母鸡的爱,
so therefore the love of the mother hen,
也可以让我们基督徒一个当母亲的爱,
that as a Christian, the mothers can learn from them.
那教会里面谁要当母鸡?
So who are the mother hen in the church?
就是宗教教育的老师,
and they are the religious education teachers.
宗教教育的老师就是要教导这个儿童,
because they have the responsibility of teaching the young.
过去在台湾,
and in the past in Taiwan,
我住的地方啊,
in the place where I dwell,
就嘉义教会,
and that is church in 嘉义,
只有宗教教育的小朋友, 一共有350个,
and there are 350 children in the RE classes.
所以要分7个教室,
and they have 7 classrooms,
啊, 用了30个的老师,
and there are 30 over RE teachers,
里面有很乖的小朋友,
and among them there are some very obedient children,
也有比较调皮的小朋友,
and there are some they are quite mischievous,
还有这个家长, 啊, 不合作的这个信徒,
and there are also parents who are not cooperative.
所以有时候当老师的,
so sometimes being the teachers,
也跑到我家,
they will come to my home,
他讲啊, 讲得流眼泪,
and they will be much agitated and will cry,
他怕这个没有办法来教导这个小朋友,
because they're afraid that they cannot carry out their responsibility to teach the young.
我说主耶稣安慰你,
and I said that Lord Jesus Christ comfort you,
你要为了主耶稣,
that because of our Lord,
你要为了教会,
and because of our church,
我们要牺牲,
we have to sacrifice,
让人家来批评,
so that if others were to give harsh comments,
没有关系,
it is alright,
只要我们尽一份的力量,
as long as we give off a part of our strength,
来照顾这个小朋友,
and to nurture the young,
你, 我们担当一点痛苦, 没有关系,
and if we were to carry such a little burden, it is alright.
这些老师到了将来,
because in future, these RE teachers,
他们都是很好的地位,
they will have good status,
有的当校长,
some of them become principals in school,
有的当这个传道,
and some become preachers,
有的当长老,
and some become elders,
就是因为他们有爱心,
and that's because they have love within them,
啊, 他们教导的小朋友,
and the children that they have nurtured,
那么他教会里面也当起教会的负责人,
and also within church they carry out responsibilities,
也有很多当传道的,
and some may even become preachers.
我有一次的统计,
I've once made some recordings,
从嘉义教会,
from the church in 嘉义,
啊, 培养出来30年来啊,
that over the last 30 years of nurturing,
就是现任在我们全世界当传道当长老执事, 当教会的负责人的, 有50几位,
and at present there are about 50 over of them who are preachers and elders and hold responsibilities in holy work. all over the world.
都在参加教会重要的工作。
And they're all partaking in the holy work.
这个就是在宗教教育的地方啊，来下了很大的功夫。
And that is because they have received religious education.
牺牲了他们老师的时间。
And the teachers have given in much sacrifice,
贡献在教会里。
And the love is given up to church.
所以这种的爱心，我们要纪念它。
And so such love should be commemorated.
所以母鸡的爱心。
And so the love of the mother hen
就可以让我们看到教会的负责人跟宗教教育的老师
symbolizes the religious education teachers of the church.
那么母亲的爱心
and likewise a mother's love
古时候在一个街上
in the ancient time, upon a road
本来有很多人在那里来来往往
there was a huge crowd
忽然看见了很多人门都关了
And then suddenly you see that all the doors were shut.
窗子也关了。
And the windows were shut as well.
马路上呢已经没有人了。
And that you can find no one on the road.
只有听到人家在喊了。
And then you hear someone screaming.
哎呀危险哦。
That is very dangerous.
哎呀危险那是谁的小孩。
And who is that little child?
有的在窗子里面打了一个小小后看了一个小孩在马路上走路。
And some opened up their window ajar and saw a little child on the road.
那个小孩刚学会走路。
And this little child is a toddler and was learning how to walk.
所以在路上走出来是这样子，东倒西倒的这样子。
And that they are not very firm in their steps.
只有听到人家说危险啊，谁的孩子啊
？And then they only heard the screaming that it's dangerous and whose child is that?
这个孩子的妈妈。
And the mother of this child,
刚好在他们的房子里面在梳她的头发。
She was combing her hair in her home.
古时候的人头发都留得长长的。
And in the ancient times, the woman have long hair.
她一直在梳头发。
And so this mother was combing her hair.
危险啊，谁的孩子？
And she heard the yelling. It's dangerous. Whose child is that?
哎呀，孩子。
And then she began to look for her child.
转过头看看。
And she turned her head around.
看不到她的孩子。
She could not find her child.
这个在窗户里面一看，哎呀，那就是我的宝贝孩子。
And when she opened up the window and saw that my precious child is outside.
你仔细去看啊。
And if you were to observe.
她孩子的后面一只很大很大的猛狮子。
And then she saw behind the child a ferocious lion.
来哦，一个狮子从森林里面跑出来。
And because this lion has emerged from the forest.
刚好啊，跟着这个小孩的后面走。
And this lion is tracking behind this little child.
嘴巴一直在开。
And the lion was opening its mouth.
那么舌头一直伸出来，这样子动。
And whisking its tongue around.
准备要把它吃下去。
And was prepared to swallow up the little toddler.
他妈妈在里面梳头发，看到这个情形。
And when the mother was combing her hair, and she saw this circumstance.
谁要来救他
Who can save her child?
没有人敢
Nobody dare.
这个母亲赶快把门打开
And the mother opened the door.
连梳子都还拿在手里
And was still holding the comb in her hair.
用跑步的
And she ran.
就冲下去了
And she gushed forward.
一下子啊，她好像没有看到狮子的样子
And it seemed as if she did not see the lion behind.
她整个心思啊，往她的这个孩子的心上，她说。我的宝贝啊，我的孩子啊
Because her heart was focused on her toddler and she grabbed hold of her and said, my precious child.
她因为爱她的孩子这样一冲下去啊
And because of her great love for her child and she rushed forward.
她后面黑溜溜的这个长头发刚好啊往那个狮子的脸这样子一踏那个狮子就跑掉了
And her long hair that she was combing behind her started to fall on top of the lion and because the lion was afraid and he ran.
他自己还不晓得为什么狮子会跑
and she did not even know as to the reason why the lion has escaped
后来有很多人在窗子里面看到这个情形在告诉他
and many observers behind the window told her later
这个就是母爱
that this is the great love of mothers
母爱不怕一切
because the love of the mothers fear no, has no fear
就在我们上次查考圣经这个亚伯拉罕要去救他的罗德
And in our last Bible study we studied the story of Abraham trying to rescue Lot
他虽然带了有一些很精炼的这个壮丁
Although he brought with him many soldiers
但是不是部队。
But however, it's not an army.
他也不是营长、连长。
And they are not the soldiers of high rank.
亚伯拉罕没有受过这个尊特的训练。
And because Abraham did not go to training in the army,
他怎么敢出人到那边去攻打？
So, why is it that he dares to go ahead?
是因为爱心来激动他。
And because he was motivated by love,
他不怕一切。
He has no fear.
要救他的侄儿。
And that he wants to rescue his nephew Lot.
力量出来。
And the strength came from within.
有的连房子啊，火烧了。
And some people, their house may have caught fire.
也看到那个很大的瓦斯桶。
And they saw the huge gas tank.
这个赶快要拿走。
And that it has to be removed.
不拿走，爆炸的时候，我的孩子一定会爆死的。
Because it might be exploded in the event of the fire.
啊，那一只手啊，抓一边这个瓦斯桶啊，就这样子拉到外面去了。
And with one hand, they will hold on to, they will grab the gas tank and pull it out.
啊，一个妈妈瘦瘦的。
And the mother is such a thin woman.
把这么大的这个瓦斯桶可以拉出去。
Could possess such strength to pull out this gas tank.
后来这个火烧已经熄灭了。
And then later the fire receded.
在整理里面了。
And as they are cleaning up the dirt,
准备要来煮饭了。
And she was about to cook.
要煮饭没有瓦斯。
And she found that there's no gas tank.
到外面去，两只手一直拿那个瓦斯桶拿不动的。
And she went out, and then she found out that she cannot pull the gas tank.
这个不是你拿去的吗？
And then she must be pondering that she had strength to pull it out earlier.
你现在怎么拿不动呢？
However, now she has no strength to pull it back.
我也不知道。
And she does not know the reason why.
他的力量从哪里来？
And where does the strength come from?
从爱心来。
It comes from love.
为了要救他的孩子。
Because of the love to rescue her child.
不怕他的生命的危险。
She's not afraid of her life, of her own life.
在那个时候，不人有力量可以把他拿走。
And at that time, suddenly, she has this strength to pull out the gas tank.
所以母亲的爱心。
So therefore, the love possessed by the mother.
她不怕一切。
She has no fear.
照顾她的这个小鸡。
And to protect the young children.
今天主耶稣跟母鸡一样。
And today, our Lord Jesus Christ is like the mother hen.
他为了要救世界上的人类。
In order to save all souls in the earth.
他不怕痛苦。
He is not afraid of pain.
不怕牺牲他的生命。
Nor to sacrifice his life.
就要救一些世界上的人。
And that is to save all mankind.
他甘愿被钉在十字架上。
He willingly offered up his life on the cross.
他牺牲了他的生命。
And that his blood was shed.
来救世界上的人。
And the life was sacrificed for all of us.
这个就是爱。
And this is the great love of our Lord.
那么第五点。
The fifth point.
第五点是勤。
The fifth point is on heart. Heart is being hardworking.
那么殷勤啊，这反面就是懒惰。
And the opposite of being hardworking is lazy.
我们知道啊，这个摩西啊带了以色列百姓在旷野。
We know the story of Moses leading the Israelites out of the Exodus
of Egypt. 他们带出来的东西已经吃完了。
And the portion of food that they had with them was reduced.
就开始没有东西吃。
And they begin to hunger.
他们就向摩西啊来说了妄言的话。
And so they start to complain against Moses.
好。那么摩西就祷告
，and Moses began to pray、
那怎么办呢
？So what should he do at that time？
那么神告诉他
，Lord told him，
明天早上
，that tomorrow morning，
我要从天上降下粮食
，I'm going to descend food from heaven，
叫他们出去捡呐、
，and the Israelites are to go out to pick，
按照里面的多少人就捡多少人
，and they should
东西出回来
，and they should pick their own portion of food。
这个那个东西啊是很小的
，and this food is very tiny.
一个一个啊，好像这个腌水籽了
，it's
白色的
，and it's pure and white, and it's like the coriander seed.
这样子来慢慢的捡呐、
，and slowly you have to gather it up.
因为一个很小很小
，and because they are very tiny.
而且要天天去捡
，and that they have to pick it every day.
你要多捡一点，明天呐已经烂了一撮了。
Because if you were to gather more today, it would ferment the next day.
啊，你再慢一点去点。
If you were to go later,
太阳一出来都消化了。
And when the sun was to come out, it will dissolve.
所以要让以色列百姓要天天出去点。
And so it's to teach the Israelites that they have to go out and pick it every day.
你不点就没有东西吃。
If you do not pick it that day, you will be hungry for that day.
神从天上降下粮食，神有办法可以一次降下一个这么大的馒头。
And for Lord, it is, he has the power to descend food from heaven that is as big as a dough of bread.
你家里一共有八个人，你捡八个就可以了。
So if you have eight members of your family, you can only pick up eight doughs of bread.
可是神却偏偏降下来这这么小这么小的这个食物。
However, it is the will of God that he descend such tiny food.
好，他们以色列人不知道是什么东西。
And the Israelites do not know what food this is.
所以彼此问了。
And so they started to inquire among themselves.
这是什么东西？
What is this substance?
I don't know. 我也不知道。
And they say, I do not know.
你这个是什么东西？
And others will ask, what is this substance?
那台湾的这个阿密斯说这五万苦力尼，不知道这是什么。
And there's this Taiwan saying, that is, they do not know what it is.
那为什么会把这个东西叫做玛拿呢？
And why is it that the name of this food is called manna?
当以色列人去问这个摩西的时候，他说这个是神从天上降下来的。
And when the Israelites went to ask Moses, he told them that this is the food that comes down from heaven, from God.
摩西没有告诉他这个是从天上降下来的manna。
Moses did not tell them that this is the manna that descends from heaven.
神没有告诉他这个叫manna。
And God did not tell them that this is manna.
我们看出埃及记十六章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 16.
出埃及记十六章。
Exodus 16.
十五节。
Verse 15.
以色列人看见不知道是什么，就彼此对问说，这是什么呢？摩西对他们说，这就是耶和华给你们吃的食物。好了，看到三十一节。
And let's look at verse 31.
这个食物以色列家叫玛纳，样子像烟水子，颜色是白的，滋味如同掺蜜的这个薄饼。这个玛纳这两个字是以色列人家他们叫出来的。
And so the name manna is given by the house of Israel.
那么manna的意思呢？
And the meaning of manna
就是这是什么？
Means what is this?
Manna 就是这是什么？
Manna means what is this?
就好像我们客家人说这是马盖。
And it's just like some of us who ask, what is this?
福州人说这是什么？
And that
不知道。
They do not know.
因为这个玛拿就是不知道。
Because manna means that they do not know.
因为主耶稣将来到世界上来。
Because in future when our Lord Jesus came on earth.
以外表来看没有人知道他是耶稣。
From his outer appearance, nobody knows that he is Jesus.
不是他就是真天上的真神。
They do not recognize him as a true God in heaven.
所以也称为这个奥秘的玛拿。
And so he is also termed as the mysterious manna.
所以主耶稣带了很这个奥秘的道理。
Because Lord Jesus brought much mysterious truth.
那么我们殷勤啊，要像那个母鸡、公鸡一直去抓。
And we have to be
要找东西。
We have to be as hardworking as the chickens to capture food.
那要找东西的时候呢？
And as we are gathering food.
有时要用那个鸡脚的爪来抓。
And sometimes the hen will use the claw.
有时会用它的这个尖锐的嘴巴。
Sometimes they will use the beak.
所以你看这个黑板上的鸡啊。
So if we were to look at the sketches of the chicken
on the board. 不是在我们的这个房子的前后所养的这个铁笼子里面的鸡哦。
They are not the chickens that are being reared in chicken coops.
那种鸡是懒惰鸡。
Those chickens are lazy ones.
他不要出去去找食物。
They do not go and look for their own food.
他要吃要喝的都是人家把它准备好好的。
Because whatever they eat are prepared by humans.
所以在房子自己属养的公鸡、母鸡啊，它的鸡冠呢都是弯弯的。
And so therefore, the rooster or the hen that's reared by humans, they do not have upright crown.
而且它的嘴巴都比较尖尖直直的。
And their beak is straighter.
因为它不用在地上再挖。
Because they did not need to peck at the ground for their food.
那这个是山上里面的土鸡。
However, these are the wild chickens in the mountains.
它的嘴巴是弯弯的。
They have a curved beak.
因为它要在树根里，在土里面这样挖。
because they need to delve into the roots of the trees or the ground.
啊，所以以后我们如果要买那个土鸡啊，你要看它的嘴巴是弯弯的还是直直的。
So next time in future, if you were to purchase a wild rooster, you have to observe the beak as to whether they're straight or curved.
啊，那么公鸡母鸡要找东西。
And so when the rooster and the hen are looking for food,
那我们基督徒也要找东西。
So as Christians, we have to partake in food as well.
要怎么找呢？
How do we look for our food?
使徒行传的十七章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 17.
十一节。
Verse 11.
使徒行传的十七章十一节。
Acts 17 verse 11.
这个地方的人善于帖撒罗尼迦的人甘心领受这个道，天天查考圣经，要知道这个道是与不是。所以要天天查。
So we have to search through the scriptures daily.
要天天找。
And every day you have to look for your spiritual food.
要天天的捡。
And every day you have to pick up the spiritual food.
好像在捡玛纳一样。
It is like the picking up of manna.
这样子我们才能够属灵上面会饱足。
So that spiritually we will be well fed.
懒惰的人啊。
For those who are lazy.
他不工作。
They do not work.
他的贫穷马上就到。
And their poverty will come unto them.
所以殷勤的人他就会得到富足。
For those who are hardworking, they will be fed.
今天我们下午安息日聚会就讲到这个基友五德。
And so the topic for mutual encouragement for this afternoon
我们从这五点当中
is that chickens has five virtues.
我们身为基督徒
and among these five virtues as Christians we can learn
你是不是有斯文
that whether you are elegant
你讲话有温柔
Whether you are gentle in speech,
你的态度文雅
and that you have good manner of speech,、
啊、你有没有保护你自己
whether you have good self-defense,
遇到困难
that when you were to meet with difficulties,
魔鬼工作
and when the evil spirits are at work,
你有办法以道理来抵挡他
whether you can possess the word of God to protect yourselves,
你的信仰到现在
and your level of faith,
你是不是有诚实
whether you're honest,
你有没有像公鸡一样按时来啼叫
And whether you are punctual like the rooster,
啊，要有始有终的信仰
and that you have a constant and abiding faith,
教会的负责人有没有按时来分粮
and for those who are in charge of religious affairs in church, do they give their portion of food?
教会的负责人理事来勉励我们
and to get encourage us in due time,
我们是不是很肯接纳
and are we fervently in waiting for the food?
啊，我们有没有爱心
do we have love?
你在教会里面到底你爱哪一位
So in church, who do you love?
你有帮助谁?
Do you help others?
你有没有像母鸡爱小鸡?
Are you like the mother hen giving the love for the younger ones?
你有没有希望你的儿女们在教会里面当宗教教育的工作?
And is it your hope that your children can partake in our work in church?
一个年轻人他的走动他的行为可以看到他父母的教育
And so therefore, from the children, you can see the education of their parents.
啊因为在教会里面能够好好的把他培养出来
because they are being well nurtured in church
是父母的荣耀
and it is the glory of the parents
教会的荣耀
and likewise the glory of the church
如果儿女们被人家批评
if the children were to be commented by others
被外邦人来攻击
and to be attacked by Gentiles
那就是我们教会的羞耻
and it brings shame to our church
所以我们要有爱心
So we must have love.
爱心本来就是牺牲的。
Because love itself is sacrifice.
啊，你身为基督徒
，that as Christian,
你是不是很殷勤
？Are you hardworking?
有没有常常找道理
？And do you often look for the truth?
把道理充实地存在我们的心里面。
And to search through the Bible and to keep the truth within your heart.
所以公鸡、母鸡、小鸡。
So for the rooster, the hen, and the chickens.
啊，他们就是有这个有五德。
They possess such five virtues.
我们借着下午的时间彼此来交通。
So within this afternoon, we have mutual fellowship.
来彼此得到造就。
And to have mutual edification.
以后我们看到鸡的时候可以想到道理。
So that in future, as we observe the rooster and the chickens, we can remember their virtues.
所以我们要认真的工作。
So we have to be very hardworking.
尤其是我们在不久就要开布道会。
Especially, We are going to have spiritual convocation in
the next month.
So we have to ponder as to the work that we should carry out in the spiritual convocation.
You 要殷勤呢，还是要懒惰
So So are you going to be hardworking or are you going to be sluggish?
殷勤的人会得到神的祝福。
For those who are hardworking, they will receive blessings from God.
好，我们来唱诗。